It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. We have 6 inbound ships, we have 8 outbounders, and we have 9 in our Astoria anchorages, so a good complement of ships today coming and going on the river. In our marine weather forecast, we have east winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 in the morning, 20 knots. Wind waves from the east, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 7 feet at 10 seconds apart. And we do have a chance of rain in the maritime forecast, and on land, we have an advisory for snow until noontime. So temperatures are going to continue to be very cold around the region. And today we're going to be talking about new container ships coming to the port of Portland, a new kind of itinerary for a shipping company that is already bringing container ships to the Columbia River, has included Portland in a run that it was not included in before. So it means more container ships coming here, more commerce, but also kind of a little bit of a shift in perhaps a shipping company choosing to send its ships to Portland to deliver cargo, because Portland is moving smoothly compared to other West Coast ports. We don't have ships anchored all over the place. Container ships can come in and unload their cargo pretty expeditiously. An interesting opportunity to look at a shift in how maritime commerce is being conducted on the West Coast, and that some more of that cargo is coming here to Portland. But first, let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day and talk a little bit about who's coming and going on the river. Our first arrival in the river very early, around 2:30 a.m., was the Saga Adventure, arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. Probably will be there at about 8:30 a.m., and I think she is bringing in wind energy equipment. That is a big revenue generator for the Port of Vancouver right now. And part of the reason why all this equipment is going to the Port of Vancouver is that their facilities are big enough to handle all those gigantic pieces of equipment, and other, say, ports in Canada are unable to handle them. So it's a big driver of commerce at the Port of Vancouver right now, these wind energy equipment pieces that are coming in on ships. The Malpo River is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. I think she's got cement on board. She did pass Astoria about 5:30, around 5:30 a.m., and will arrive in Portland at about 11:30 this morning. The ATB Vision, an articulated tug and barge rig arriving from Anacortes, is headed for Portland. Refined petroleum on board there. Probably past Astoria around 7 a.m., and will arrive in Portland around 1 p.m. The Canopus Leader is arriving from Richmond, headed for Vancouver, rather. She is a car ship carrying Subarus, and so she probably passed Astoria inbound around 7:30 a.m., will arrive at the Port of Vancouver with those cars at about 1 p.m. And the Jamaica Bay is arriving from Los Angeles, headed for Longview. She is picking up petcoke, passing Astoria around 4:30 p.m., and we'll be there at about, give her about 3.5 hours to get to Longview. And the West Virginia is arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum on board. She's a tanker, so a liquid bulk carrier. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m., and she will arrive in Portland at about 4:30 in the morning tomorrow. In our Astoria anchorages, everybody is awaiting orders, and we even have 2 ships that are awaiting offshore. They're waiting their turn to come in. They probably will do that pretty late tonight and go to the anchorage themselves as well. And even though we are certainly used to hearing about backups with ships in ports, this phenomenon of ships waiting outside the entrance of the Columbia to enter is not new. It does happen every now and then when things get a little busy. I've talked with you quite a bit here on the Ship Report about the supply chain mess that is global. It's affecting the United States, of course, heavily, and affecting West Coast ports here. Now, this is in regard to container traffic. Locally here, the Port of Portland, the Columbia River's only container port, is running smoothly and does not have the problems that are happening elsewhere in the nation and along the West Coast. So container traffic started up again at the Port of Portland just before the pandemic started. And slowly, container ships have started coming here again in relatively small numbers. But those numbers are ramping up a little bit. And this is a story about a new kind of an itinerary from a container ship, a shipper that is already bringing containers here, that is going to add another service leg of container ships coming here from China. The company is MSC. You may have seen those letters on the sides of container ships on the river recently. And we already see some of those coming into the Columbia River, and now there will be more. So the Port of Portland has been added to the rotation of what MSC calls its Mustang service, connecting China and the U.S. MSC said that this service will complement the company's Rose service, which already makes stops at the Port of Portland. So what do those names mean? Well, they have different runs, different itineraries for ships that stop in different ports, and those itineraries have names, in this case, Mustang and Rose. And so these different itineraries have regular stops, almost like a bus line for cargo. Portland has been added to a second itinerary, which means more container ships here. So the first one of this new itinerary that is coming here to the Port of Portland, when it did not before, is a ship that left Shanghai, China, on December 26th. It's the MSC Bavia. She will be the first ship sailing on this latest rotation, MSC says, which also includes South Korea's Busan and Los Angeles. So this was evidently a run that was happening before, and now they've added Portland to it. So that's really kind of interesting. So MSC said in a statement, "We will extend the coverage of the U.S. West Coast by adding a call in Portland with a view to increasing much-needed capacity into this market." The ocean carrier's announcement is the latest in a series of new services coming to the Port of Portland's Terminal 6 over the last 2 years, including the expansion of South Korea-based carrier SM Line and an increase in private charter vessels and domestic 53-foot containers. So a little aside from me, this article that I'm reading to you comes from a magazine called Pacific Maritime Magazine, and you can find them online at PACMAR.com. A lot of interesting articles there. So this whole thing about new private charter vessels and domestic 53-foot containers, that is referring to something new at the Port of Portland. This is referring to ships that have been chartered by particular companies like Walmart, Home Depot. They're hiring ships just to carry their cargo, and some of those ships are coming to the Port of Portland. Also, there are ships that have been hired specifically to transport large 53-foot-long containers as their cargo, meaning that these empty, brand-new containers are the cargo. They're not carrying the cargo. So those new containers have been purchased by companies in the U.S. for domestic use to address local shortages of containers, which that's been a problem worldwide since the pandemic started. So interesting new cargoes that are coming to the Port of Portland that were not coming there before. MSC, by the way, stands for Mediterranean Shipping Company. So this new Mustang rotation, as they call it, it's an itinerary of stops at different ports. It will include Busan, South Korea, Portland, Los Angeles, and Shanghai. So it's pretty clear and very interesting that shipping lines that use Portland are starting to include it in their cargo runs more and more, because we do have the capacity here to handle containers with none of the serious backups like you're seeing at other ports on the West Coast. We do have some more ships in our anchorages here on the Columbia, but it's not the kind of nightmarish backup that you're seeing elsewhere on the West Coast. So this is really interesting. It's the first clear sign that I've seen that Portland is starting to be a place where cargo is being sent because it can't be handled in an expeditious way in other ports. So that's kind of interesting here. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.